they do, and God takes care of them. Then he says in verse 26, are you not worth much more than they? We who are created in the image of God, we who are the supreme in God's creation, if God can care for the lesser birds to meet their needs, how much more can you trust him? Can I trust him to meet our needs? In his wonderful book, Christian Counterculture on the Sermon on the Mount, the late John Stott had a little poem that went like this. Said the robin to the sparrow, I should really like to know why these anxious human beings rush about and worry so. Said the sparrow to the robin, friend, I think that it must be that they have no heavenly father such as cares for you and me. If the birds could talk and tell us, why do you rush around so much? They'd say, why are you worried? We have forgotten often our heavenly father and his care for us when we worry. Jesus illustrates again in verse 28 to 30 when he says, why do you worry about your clothing, what you're going to wear today or tomorrow? He says in verse 28, observe the lilies of the fields and how they grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet, verse 29, I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. He had all that regal raiment, but even the flowers are beautiful more than he. Again, the argument is from the lesser to the greater in verse 30. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he, listen, not much more clothe you? Then he adds again, you of little faith. Verse 32 says, your heavenly Father knows. He knows you need all these things. I love the way he expresses that. Your heavenly Father, your compassionate, kind, generous Father God takes care of you. He is your Father. When we are worried with improper and fearful concern, we are saying that we who have trusted God in Jesus Christ for salvation, we who are trusting him for sanctification, and we who are going to heaven because of him somehow cannot trust him for the situation we face today, when ultimately worry again is a lack of faith. We fail to trust in the Lord. That's a common theme in Scripture. Trust in the Lord. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your anxiety upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. Tell God about your need. Someone summarized that by saying, turn your worries into prayers. I love that. Turn your worries into prayers. Isaiah 26:3 says, the steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace because he trusts in you. We can have a worry-free new year as we truly trust in the Lord. But second, we can have a worry-free new year by being in the moment. And my phrase is, stay in today. Stay in today. Again, verse 34 says, do not borrow tomorrow's troubles. Don't get ahead of yourself and the circumstances. Don't play the what-if game. Many years ago, a good friend counseled me. They said, Greg, don't let the what-ifs keep you from the what-is. Not good? Don't let the what-ifs keep you from the what-is today. Because, beloved, let me tell you honestly, God only gives us today. Something could happen tomorrow. Something could happen this afternoon even. But God only gives us today. James chapter 4, verse 13 says, come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we'll go to such and such a city, spend a year there, engage in business, and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while, then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. James and Jesus are saying the same thing. Be centered in the day, in the moment. Don't get ahead of yourself. George MacDonald wrote, no man ever sank under the burden of the day. It is when tomorrow's burden is added to the burden today that the weight becomes more than we can bear. Do not borrow tomorrow's troubles. We have a worry-free new year, I believe, when we stay in today, in the moment. And then finally, Jesus says we can have a worry-free new year by seeking first his kingdom. Verse 33 is the key here. Seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness. What does that mean? It means making a priority of putting God's desires, God's direction in our planning first, his preparation and provision. It means taking every circumstance of your life and making yourself aware of the fact and the truth that God reigns over all your activities and plans. It is to face each day with trust and faith and an attitude that recognizes that every concern you have, listen, every concern you have today, your Father knows about them. Every need he can meet, every event he allows, and every concern he does not escape his notice. To seek his kingdom is to what matters most is to listen to Jesus and to listen and serve him. I love the story in Luke chapter 10. Remember Mary and Martha and how Jesus visits there, and Martha's in the kitchen and she's doing a great job of making dinner for Jesus and just kind of taking care of all of it. Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus and Martha is ticked off because she wants help. So she goes to him and says, Lord, tell my sister to help me. And listen to what Jesus said. Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things. Can you hear your name there? Greg, Greg, you are worried and bothered about so many things. But Jesus says, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken from her. What did she choose? To just simply focus with eyes on Jesus, his kingdom first. But then Jesus adds here in verse 33, and all these things will be added to you. Seek him first. God will add to you. All those things you are worrying about, God's got them. Let me offer an exercise for you. You might want to do this or not. But let me suggest that you take a piece of paper out and you write down, what am I tempted to worry about right now? Maybe it's rent, food on the table. Maybe it's a loss of job or getting a job. Maybe your worry is about finding a mate or struggling to deal with the one you got. Maybe it's having children, or maybe it's raising children. Maybe you're tempted to worry about retirement, health, welfare of those you love. Write them down. And next to them, write the words, God's got this. God's got this. All we know is that God cares about and will take care of everything according to his will and his ways. Again, John Piper writes, to seek his kingdom is to think about food, clothing, shelter, etc., and to make God king over them, to hand over the situation to his high kingly power and to his righteousness with the confidence that he will work for you and he will meet your needs. We can have a worry-free new year as we seek first his kingdom. When I chose the title for this message, I wrestled with punctuation. I thought to myself, should I title this a worry-free new year, period? As if to say, this is the command of Christ, you won't do it because he told you not to, right? And it's a period. Or should I use the title, should we have a worry-free new year with a question mark? And you'll notice in your sermon notes here, I chose the decision to make it a question. And here's why. Because we will have a worry-free new year, or at least better than last year, but it will depend on the question of your heart. Where will you go in this desire of the new year? Your focus is your choice. But I can say this, it can be a better year. Because Jesus Christ never asks us to do anything he does not enable us to do. So therefore, he enables us to have the power to yield to him and to worry less, at least, by his grace. My hope and prayer for all of us is at the end of 2018 leading to 2019 will be a worry-free new year. But again, it will depend on your heart. But at least we can say, as you've heard it today, maybe God will at least grant much better than last year. A better year of trust, a better year of faith, a better year of not worrying. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you so much for your amazing patience and grace. For Lord, as we talk about worry and anxiety today, every one of us feel the sting of knowing how much we've been worried and anxious. So Lord, I thank you for your grace that takes us where we're at, but never leaves us there and says we can do better. We can move forward. It can be better. We can borrow less of the what ifs. We can live more in today. We can have greater faith and trust in you. God, please, as your people today, we ask, help us to deal with this, to get a handle on it, to take away the worry and anxiety, to cast it on you daily, moment by moment, even minute by minute, to say, Lord, it's yours. Right now, whatever people are dealing with, Lord, would they be able to say, God's got this. God's got my family. God's got my finances. God's got my church. God's got my future, my children. Lord, may we be people of faith that live that out this coming year. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.